Hey, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dana. We are competitors turned besties turned co-founders, and together we've taught thousands how to handcraft the perfect cozy knit with our chunky blanket kits.
So join us as we grow our side hustle.
All while balancing marriage, motherhood, friendship, full-time careers, and the inevitable mess that comes when those areas of your life get tangled up.
So snuggle in, pour yourself a glass of wine,
or maybe not if you're driving,
and find comfort in knowing you're not the only one hiding from a toddler right now. This is Tangled Up with Craft Happy. Well, hey guys, this is Kristen.
And this is Dana.
We're on episode 3 of Tangled Up with Craft Happy. We're excited to be with you again today, wherever you are joining us from. Today, we're going to be talking about how we're moms and also how we're working moms and how we're also moms in business. All of those things. And also, you know, just moms.
Yeah, I think the key piece being we are moms. It's a tale as old as time. It's mom versus career. What is more important? Because God forbid you prioritize both of those things in your life.
I don't understand that. I've never understood that. Like, my mom was a stay-at-home mom when I was growing up until I was in high school. But I don't know. I've just always wanted to work. I think I thought I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom until I realized what that might be. I just always need something of my own. Stay-at-home moms don't get off work at 5.
No. And that's interesting that you said that you grew up with a stay-at-home mom. So did I, which I think we have that shared experience. Like, I remember my mom, so she has a master's degree. And literally the day I was born is the day she stopped working. And it's all she's ever, like, it's super fulfilling for her. Like, I've asked her before and she's like, no, I've never regretted it. Like, you guys are everything. Like, I love being there for all of those moments. And she always took us to, you know, sports and swim and softball and all the things, right? And I feel kind of guilty that, like, I just never envisioned that life for myself. Not one minute. Maternity leave sure did tell me that I did not belong at home either. It's like, get back to work before you do something.
Right. And I mean, I've always said, like, now that I do have little kids, I'm like, I'll be a stay-at-home mom when they're in kindergarten, but I cannot be the only person watching these humans all day, every day. Like, I can't. No one would be happy.
Yeah, it's really intense. I have the utmost respect for stay-at-home moms, like full-time stay-at-home moms. It is a job that I am just not cut out for. Like, literally, when my kids wake up in the morning, just getting them out the door to school or to grandma's, it takes so much of my energy that the second they are out of that car, I'm just like, huh, finally, I can relax and then go to work. Like,
that's a break.
Work is a relief. Like, we just got off holiday break. Like, it's January now. Like, yeah. We were home with them for 2 weeks with Christmas and New Year's. And I mean, that last day, I was just like, I'm ready to go back to the office. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, I don't mind trading my soul, my corporate soul, so my kids can be in school or someone else taking care of them. Cause I'm not going to teach them the ABCs. I'll sing it with them after they learn it, but I'm not going to be the one to teach it. But that's just different strokes for different folks. And I think that is the number one thing to remember when you're talking to stay-at-home moms or working moms. Like, we're not all supposed to be the same. You should really remember that in any conversation that you're having in the world today, but especially when it comes to moms. It's hard enough to be a mom. Don't cut down other moms if they don't make the same choices as you, especially my kids are in preschool. So there's a lot of stay-at-home moms because preschool is only a couple hours. Mm-hmm. So it's a great mommy's morning out, essentially. I remember the year that I was home, Sage was home with me because she was too young to be in preschool. But literally, I felt like we would drop Wyatt off. I would come home, I would pee, and then I would go pick Wyatt up. I was like, what just happened? How was that 3.5 hours? Got nothing done. Where I'll go to Target, spend $100, and then go pick them up. And I was like, well, that wasn't beneficial. But yeah, so I think for us, I don't know, like, some people, maybe working moms, they might have mom guilt. I think Dana does, and she can talk to you about that. I don't have mom guilt for working. My mom guilt, this mom guilt thing that's like going around the world, the internet, I have it in different forms. Mine is usually the patience that I don't exude with my children. But it has gotten better. It has gotten better now that I've gone back to work 9 to 5. But Dana, do you feel mom guilt? You travel a lot.
I do and I don't. So I think mom guilt for me is interesting because when I'm going, like, I don't feel it. I'm like, when I'm home, I do try and spend some intentional time. That's why, like, on the weekends, even with our side hustle, like, it's hard for me to even work on Craft Happy on the weekends when, like, during the day and whatnot, because I'm like, this is actually, like, this should be their time, right? Like, it's one thing if, like, Monday through Friday, you know, I'm working 9 to 5 and then I'm working 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. or then, you know, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. or something at night when they're asleep or on either side of the sun. But it's another when I think it's on the weekend. And so that's where I feel guilty sometimes if we have, like, an event or something going on the weekend, because I feel like that's their time. But at the same time, I mean, it's just so unrealistic that we even compare ourselves, or, I mean, like, they don't notice, they don't mind. Like, whenever I do travel, because I do travel for my full-time job quite a bit, but, like, then they have really great daddy time, right? Like, they have daddy-daughter dates. They're making pizzas in the kitchen, because every fucking time I go out of town, if my husband does not make my favorite, like, he made steak and potatoes when I was in Dallas last week. I'm sure he has a pizza night planned when I go to Denver this week. Like, I mean, that man, episode 4, wait for it. We'll talk about husbands. But I feel like they're getting time with him. So it's not like they're missing me. Like, and I think my kids, even from a young age, they've, like, seen me kind of in and out, which sounds horrible. I've been in and out of their lives since they were born. So it's like, they don't cry when I leave. Like, we say goodbye. I FaceTime them at night. But I think it's more like the mom guilt of, you know, I have a full-time career. Then I added a couple of years ago, Craft Happy. So the side hustle. So now I'm taking more time away from them. But at the end of the day, like, I want them, I have two daughters. I want them to see mommy working her ass off and building something really amazing and believing that they can do that too, right? And a lot of my friends are, like, badass working moms. Like, I definitely have some stay-at-home mom friends and they're, you know, amazing in their own ways. But I have a lot of, like, boss babes in my life, which I think helps with that comparison piece of it that you were saying. Like, I think women in general, we love to compare and contrast in any capacity.
We sure do. I think for me, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but I think about when I listen to podcasts and they're interviewing, like, founders of companies and they talk about their childhood and they're like, I remember my mom was always blah, 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 or my dad always blah, blah, blah. Like, what if my children get interviewed one day, God forbid, or maybe great, and they have to talk about, like, how would they describe me? And so I want them to see me. It's not like, I don't want them to say, oh, my mom was always working. I want them to be like, my mom had her own business. And so she worked a lot, but, you know, we were all involved in it. So the family was part of it. And I think we both do a good job of doing that. Like, I mean, how many pictures are on our Instagram of our children?
Yeah, we both do a really good job of that, because even whenever, you know, we've been doing all the kidding and everything out of my home office here in the basement for the last year and a half. And so, like, anytime we have those big orders, I'm like, if the girls come down, I'm like, okay, at first I got very frustrated. That's my impatience kicking in. But then I was like, okay, let me give them a job, because they started to get older. And I was like, okay, you guys can put the cards in each box. So, like, don't pack orders or, you know, close everything up, or go get mommy 6 legally pink skeins of yarn or 6 silver linings for this box. And they'll start going to get them. And they're like, which color is which? And I give them a little chart. And, like, it does make it slows down the process. However, it does feel like, you know, 2 birds, 1 stone. At least they're feeling involved in it. And yeah, hopefully they'll be able to one day say, oh yeah, my mom, she did some really cool stuff for our family and involved us in the process.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. Like, she gave me the belief in myself to do something or to chase my dream or whatever it is. So that's how I try to think about it. But my son, he's now almost 4 and my daughter's almost 2. And he will say, Sage, do not go in there. Mommy is working. And I'm like, thank you. Because their playroom is, like, right on the other side of those doors. So they'll come in and out. And it's like, you cannot be in there. That is mommy's stuff. And I'm like, thank you, Wyatt. You will be my office police.
That's like an older child thing too. Because Emerson, she's 6 and Elliot is 3. And Emerson will be policing. Like, don't touch that. Don't get over here. I mean, she doesn't do that all the time. Sometimes she is the culprit of, like, sneaking around and she loves some good extra yarn. So if I'm making a blanket, she'll like sit at the edge of the table, like a little dog waiting for scraps. And she wants me to like cut, like if I'm changing a row or something like that. And she just like wants the extra yarn, and she'll, her and Elliot will just run around with it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, look at us.
We're great, mom.
I hope those are the memories that they remember, not mommy screaming at them and yelling at them because they like touched some of the stickers or they messed up, you know, something. Any order that's gone on that's wrong, I'm going to blame my kids. That's for sure.
That's a good idea.
I'm like, well, you mixed up the mailing label. Of course that was wrong. Like, I'm sorry, Susie in Oregon. I'll send you another box.
No one's going to be mad at the kids. We were actually on a call the other day to prove that we're women because we were trying to get a women-owned logo for our, you know, future chunky blanket kits and yarn labels and everything.
Which we did.
We did. Yes, we're women.
Yay. We proved we're women and we own a business. And apparently, it was just those two things. But yeah, we had to hop on a Zoom call.
It was like 45 minutes.
And prove it.
Over break.
Jesus. And it was really 45 minutes.
And this woman, we could not break her. Like, she wasn't smiling. She was not into what we were doing. All of a sudden, Dana's six-year-old pops into the frame and she was like, oh, hey, hey. And she was just like, oh, I was like, no one can ever be mad at children. So that's a great idea. Just if anything's ever wrong with an order, just blame your kid. No one can be mad at them.
Makes you relatable and gives you an excuse. So no one can be mad at you. Just the children.
And if they mess up too many times, maybe find a drop shipping partner, which we are still in the process of doing, guys. No updates on our golden sample, but we will definitely keep you updated.
It's coming for sure. Well, for this episode, we definitely had, if you are in a similar situation, whether you're a mom with a side hustle, a mom with a career, even a stay-at-home mom, I think can...
Your mom.
If you have any kids that you are remotely responsible for, we have 5 tips on how to make that piece of your life work and that balance. I mean, because again, you're all tangled up in it. How do you find some sanity and know that we are here for you as well? We get it, which is why, I mean, half the reason we started this podcast is we just felt like we needed someone to relate to in all of our scrolling of Instagram and TikTok and podcasts and whatnot. And so our number one tip on how we make it work as moms and business owners is you're not doing it alone. Have support, and not only have support, but ask for help. So whether it's your husband or a sibling, parent, a neighbor, like you can't raise a kid alone, and you definitely cannot raise a kid and have a business alone.
So the love languages thing, like acts of service was never even close to the top of my love language test. But now I feel like it would probably be the top if I redid it because that's what gets me so excited. Or like, has anyone ever like offered, maybe people aren't like me and have 10 boxes in the back of their car dropping off at UPS and a stranger will be like, oh, do you need help? I used to be like, no, I got it. And now I'm like, yes, that would be great. Thank you so much. I would never like take that kind of help, or because I mean, acts of service wasn't anything I really cared about. I could do everything by myself. As soon as you have a child, anything anyone can ever do to help me, please, I will take it. So yeah, we're both lucky that we have like pretty hands-on dads, husbands.
Yes.
That, I mean, my husband finished bedtime. I currently have a son that doesn't like to use the bathroom unless we make him. So he was up there screaming that he was tired and wanted to go to bed. I was like, well, just do what you got to do.
And you were like, okay, bye.
Good night. I love you. Give me a hug on the potty. Call me a mom without telling me you're a mom. You use the word potty.
Yeah, but I think that's so important. I mean, really anyone. And even if it's like, I feel bad for people that like don't live around their friends or family. So if you had to move, or like I have a couple of friends that are kind of, I don't want to say isolated, but they're definitely like not with their core support group, whether it's like their husband's job moved them somewhere else or whatnot. And you just have to find your people, because you're going to definitely have those days and those weeks and those months where it's just overwhelming. And if you want to keep your business growing and you don't want to quit, because there's a lot of days, go back to the co-founder episode. I mean, if Kristen, if you weren't here, like I would have quit 17 times by now and been like, it's fine. I'll just work for corporate America and it'll be fine. You're doing good.
I also think just start to outsource things that, like, if you don't have a cleaning lady, like, get a cleaning lady so you don't have to spend 3 to 6 hours a week cleaning your house. You can spend that on your business.
And don't feel guilty about it either. Like, get the help.
Yeah. Or like hiring a babysitter, hire a babysitter for a couple hours a day so you can focus on your business. Because what I found that I was doing when I was a work from home mom, I was always working and also always momming. So no one was getting 100% of me. And so I would have to get a babysitter, you know, for the hours that Sage was awake and, you know, why it was whatever it was. So that really helped me. So I'd be like, all right, so if I need to take calls or anything or do classes, like it was from 10 to 2, like that's when I worked every day. And that just helped by like setting that schedule, which is point number two.
Yeah. Tip number two is find a routine, but don't kill yourself to maintain that routine. And I say that because that's me. Like knowing when you have some quiet time to get some work done and optimize your time is critical. I remember getting so mad because my genius zone, my time that I love to work and get like big projects out of the way is like first thing in the morning. Like I will wake up and I will, you know, like take a shower, put on my face, because if I don't do that first thing in the morning, it's never going to happen for the day. And then I would come straight downstairs and like get to work. And if either of my kids would wake up even like 20 minutes earlier than what I quote unquote thought that they should be waking up, you know, at the time.
They're not a robot.
Yeah, but like I would get so mad when they would interrupt me because they woke up too early. And I'm like, this is not only like frustrating to me and like this is no way to start your day. Is with like pure hate for your child, your toddler who waddled down the stairs like just 10 minutes before. Yeah. That was my routine, quote unquote, for a while though. I was just like, hey, like this is what I was doing before kids, my morning time. And now that I have a side hustle, that's when I'm going to get a lot of my work done. And I had to like switch that to like, now I do a lot more stuff at night, or I'll do it like during a break or something, or on the weekends, because I know that like me being frustrated with them when it's not their fault and having that like that was just not healthy for anyone involved.
Right.
And so now I'm like, okay, I'll get up and I'll still do work, but it won't be like my really like thinking intensive projects when I know that at any point they could come downstairs. Now, when they go to bed at night, that's great because I can work as late as I want because I know that they're not going to get up. And if they do, my husband's upstairs and he can deal with it.
That's why I like to work at night. Because that's the longest amount of time I know that I'm not just even nap time. It's like, okay, usually you sleep for 3 hours, but what if you only sleep for two today and I'm mad that you only slept for two? Like, I mean, I'm sure any mom is mad if like nap time is cut short, but like I felt like I would be on another level mad. Like, oh my God, why are you awake? You're ruining.
And like then you start, then that mom guilt.
Well, that's a different, like I have that kind, but like I don't have mom guilt really.
Yeah, but it was like the frustration of like, I'm now being a bad mom because I am trying to answer this email, which, and this email is not more important than my kid right now.
No.
But when you're in the zone, it's really hard to get interrupted. You know, that's why sometimes I hate working in an office because it's just like, I'm like cranking out this project. I've got this really good groove going on. And then somebody walks by and wants to have a 30-minute conversation about nothing. Like it killed you. And that's your toddler walking by wanting to have a conversation.
Right. It's like, this is why we're doing this. So we can spend more time with you when we want to.
But that kind of leads to our third tip, which is to set goals of what needs to get done and what would be nice to get done. So like at the end of the day, what is it that's going to make me feel like I've accomplished something? And what's going to make me feel like, okay, that was a productive day, check. What are like the two or three things that need to get done that you have to get off your task list that you have to do to move the needle? And what are things that like, if I have time, if they do sleep another 20 minutes, if I do get, you know, a longer break time over here that I can go and plug in?
You have to pack the kits. So start to pack the kits. You don't have to design the flyers for the next workshop today or like the box.
Especially like if you're waiting on something for me, like those are my priority items. If you're like, hey, I sent you 7 emails and I really need for you to like check those out, then like that's my number one. And I need to respond to Kristen about these 7 things that she said. And if I do nothing else today, that is still a win. And believing that that's a win, because I think, again, we are really tough on ourselves as women, as moms, and as entrepreneurs, or just women in business in general, that we feel like we have to do that and then some for it to be a success. And we don't.
Right. Like if you're not moving the needle every day, which you won't.
Yeah. Tip number 4 is all about focus time. So knowing that when you have family time on the schedule, be with your family. And when you have work time, really focus on work. Like, try not to blend the two. I think that goes to like our earlier conversation of when we're trying to be with our family, whether it's on the weekends or whatnot. Like, yes, I'll be on my phone. I'm not going to say I'm not the mom like that puts my phone away and I'm all my attention's on the kids. No, if we're at the park, I'm on my phone. I'm watching them.
I'll be taking pictures.
However, I'm also like checking an email. I'm making sure like, hey, is there a TikTok I can do here? Because now I'm trying to get more into TikTok. Thanks to Olivia, creative director. But I try not to get on my computer on the weekends. And that's where kind of like you have to draw the line somewhere and really like be intentional with your time. So like if it's something that I can do on my phone, I'll do it on my phone with them with the kids, but I won't like, hey, I need to go downstairs and for 2 hours on a Saturday to knock this out. Like I try and focus that at nights when they're sleeping.
I don't know. I don't feel bad for like going to Target or Home Goods for 2 hours on a Saturday when they're awake. So if I don't do that, I work on the weekend sometimes. I mean, I'm not with them 24/7 on the weekends. One of the parents in this house is, but...
Well, yeah, and I'm not either, but I just like, I try not to, if it's something that I can take care of during the week, I try and take care of it during the week so that I can just chill with them on the weekends.
I like it.
Especially because I travel.
Right. And I think a lot of it is that's kind of like calendar blocking. Like if you've ever blocked off even like a work calendar, like if you just have like, okay, this is when I answer emails, like this is when I build this presentation, like you don't answer emails when you're trying to build the presentation or your focus is off. So kind of the same thing, right? And I say the one, like when I do put my phone away, it's the one time I need to take a freaking photo. So I'm like, I just need my phone all the time. It's not my fault. I'm trying to capture memories. Sage is starting to talk. I have to video this so I can remember how she says nose, nose.
So damn cute.
It's just, I can't do it. That's why I got to video it. And I'm like, I put my phone in the other room. The only time I was without my phone for the longest amount of time ever was when I had the stomach bug last week. I did not see my phone from like 9 a.m. to like the next day. It was horrible. But yeah, didn't need my phone.
Yeah. Well, you survived. You're so much stronger for it.
Lost 5 pounds. Not worth it. But I'm only one stomach bug away from my goal weight now. So there's that.
What's the first question I asked you? I was like, are you okay? Did you lose any weight? It's like, are you skinny now?
Like, let me check. Did not care at first. The next day I was like, oh, wait. Oh, okay. Wouldn't do it again though. Wouldn't do it again. Oh God.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it again. Well, that leads us to our fifth and final tip of how to balance motherhood and business is self-care. You actually mentioned like going to Target or Home Goods. Like sometimes you just need to take a walk down an aisle with a fucking Starbucks seasonal latte and just like be with yourself. And that's okay. And you shouldn't have guilt over doing that either. Like, oh, I know some friends that like they have their daycare schedule and whatnot. So if they get off work early, they'll be like, oh, I'll go get the kids. And I'm like, or, you know, you pay until 6. So maybe we could go get a drink first and then you could pick up, not that you should, you know, drink and then pick up your kids. But sometimes you need to.
One's okay.
Sometimes it's just nice, especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of your kids and you can't take care of your business. So.
Yeah. Or like working out. Like if you need to work out, if you need to get a facial or a massage, like if you don't fill up your cup, there is nothing to pour out of your cup to others. So think about that. Like you can't pour from an empty cup. So your cup's not full. No one gets anything.
Yeah. So fill it with whatever you feel, you know, kombucha, wine, water.
Sparkling water.
Diet Coke. We have one friend that she'll drink. How many liters of Diet Coke does Carrie? I didn't believe you until I saw her do it.
Oh my God. It's Diet Dr. Pepper. And this year she's trying not to. Oh, trying not to unless it's a special occasion. She's like, what I need to do with alcohol, she needs to do a Diet Dr. Pepper. Like, come on.
And she's like the tiniest, fittest person that I know.
Maybe she's one of our four listeners.
Hi, Carrie. We love you. Self-care to the extreme.
Well, I got her a Diet Dr. Pepper when she was here the other day. And she was like, oh, don't tell Pat. Don't tell Pat you got me this. I'm supposed to not be drinking this. And I was like, what? I got you a t-shirt that like says, just give me a Diet Dr. Pepper and tell me I'm pretty. Like,
but listen, if you need that 2 liter, then you get yourself that 2 liter. I think that's the whole point. Like, you've got to take care of yourself. There's no shame in it. There's nothing that you're going to be able to do if you don't invest in what makes you happy at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's nothing groundbreaking, but people still don't do it. Like, we all still run ragged and we run stressed, and that's where the yelling and the impatience comes in. But if I just got a massage, like, I'm not going to yell at anyone that day.
Well, I think that's like social media, I think, made it way worse at first. Like, it was like a lot of pressure. Like, I remember, especially when I had Emerson, like the pressure to breastfeed and to like feed organic and all this stuff. And now I feel like it's definitely like turned the coin to the fact that like it's more behind the scenes. It's more like my fucking kids did this dumb thing. Like, let me like explain to you, my followers, what like we're all in this together. And I think that's been really refreshing as of late. And so hopefully us just getting on here and chatting a bit is a little bit refreshing that, you know, you are not a horrible person. You are not a horrible mom. You're not a horrible employee or co-founder or entrepreneur because you feel frustrated at certain times. It's more or less just finding a way that works for you and works for your family and works for your kids and keeping the train going.
I wanted to discuss this. You started talking about social media because I discuss this with Freddie a lot. I'm like, it wasn't this hard to be a mom for our moms. Like, my mom has zero sympathy for me being a mom. Like if I need to vent to someone, like, it's not my mom. Like, it wasn't this hard for them. Like, it just wasn't, because I think it's social media. I think having a house wasn't this hard for them. They bought one couch. That's it. That's the only couch they ever bought. Like, we need new throw pillows every goddamn national day. Like, Earth Day?
Sure.
Flag Day? Put it out. Like, we are making these message boards. My God. We finally got the first message board I ever got, I think, was for Sage. And like, that was 2-3 years into message boards. And I was like, why are we doing this to ourselves? It took me a good 3 hours just to organize the letters when I ordered the thing. I was like, oh my God, what are we doing? So that's why I think back in the day when you hear people are like one of 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, it's because it wasn't this hard. There's no way.
I don't disagree, but I also don't think I agree fully. I think that, I mean, every generation has its own challenges, right? Like, I think that our moms were probably much more like, hey, you're in the kitchen and it's your job to raise the kids. And I think that if anything, yes, we put unnecessary pressures on ourselves. Like, Kristen, you don't need a Flag Day pillow. If you have a Flag Day pillow, I'm going to need you to return it to Home Goods tomorrow. Like, you don't need that.
I'm not going to Home Goods this year. I'm saying that out loud.
Is that your, like, your thing?
Not going to Home Goods, Marshalls, or Target this year. I'm not going inside of them.
For the year?
The whole year. It's January 8th.
We just talked about self-care. I'm just confused. How are you going to achieve self-care then if you're not like, if you don't get a latte and walk around like the new Magnolia Market section at Target?
I don't need anything there. My house is full.
Well, that's good.
We'll see. It's January 8th. I'm still on dry January. I made it through the first weekend.
I'm still concerned for your level of happiness now. Right. I feel like this is a cry for help. Should I
I love Amazon.
Do I need to send you a gift card so you have a reason to go? Well, you said you're not going to go inside. So that doesn't mean you won't do Target curbside pickup.
Well, exactly. I don't need to go into stores. Like, I'm not even allowed to go to the grocery store. I went in for 3 things the other day and spent $100. I said, Freddie, I'm not in the kitchen. I'm not going there.
I'm also not allowed to go to the grocery store.
I just can't go places where there are other things that might catch my eye that you have to give them money in exchange to take it with you. So I'm trying my best to eliminate. Like, I can't do my Amazon returns at Kohl's anymore, Dana. I can't do it. Not even Whole Foods.
Well, I never wanted that because they have it in the back of the store. So you have to walk by every Lauren Conrad thing there is. And
I love it. They have Draper James in there now.
I know. She has a whole section. But I won't go. Like, I literally have something in my car that's an Amazon return that I couldn't UPS return. And it's only a Kohl's return. And I think I passed the window because I'm like, I just didn't want to go. And I was like, I guess this now belongs to me permanently.
I know. Throw it on Facebook, Marketplace, or Mom Page, whatever you got in Gwinnett County. Yeah, I think there's more pressures, which makes it harder. And like,
there's definitely more pressure.
Yeah, which I think is why I want.
Or more visible pressure. I think you probably also, like in our mom's age, like they had like their Tupperware parties and like it was more like the neighborhood gossip and stuff like that. I mean, you didn't have a way to communicate like Facebook and TikTok and everything allows us to now.
Such a necessary evil, though. But yeah, no, I just think it wasn't that hard. And I'm going to get a new couch maybe next year when I'm allowed back in stores. All right. On that note.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to this one as much as we enjoyed talking about it. Let us know if you think our generation or our parents' generation has it harder on Instagram or wherever we end up posting this. Can you comment on a podcast? I guess you can in the ratings or reviews, but that's not specific to like an episode.
The podcasts I listen to, they have like hotlines. You can like call in and like leave questions or comments. We're not there. Just slide into our DMs if you need to tell us something. All right.
On that note, we will see you next time. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening. Did you have fun? Yes, good answer.
Want more where this came from? Yes, another good answer. Like and subscribe, find us on social at Craft Happy Co, and get extra cozy for the next episode with your own Craft Happy Chunky Blanket Kit. Use promo code TANGLEDUP for 10% off at crafthappyco.com.
Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Okay, bye.